we are officially 1 week away from Thanksgiving.
Yes, and 2 weeks just about away from Noel on Norris.
Yep.
And the light parade and getting geared up for all the Christmas stuff.
Yep. Saturday, this Saturday will be 2 weeks away from all the chamber activities and Noel on Norris, the light parade. Gearing up for that, hard to believe. We're going to be in December already.
Yes. I know that we're running very low. We're under 10 rides available for the carriage rides. So if you were thinking about doing so, I would strongly suggest getting online and either on the chamber website or through the Explore McCook app. I personally would use the Explore McCook app because mm-hmm. it's very simple. Everything's laid out straightforward. And on that app, you'll find registration for the light parade. I've been getting a few phone calls for that. There is no entry fee, and there's no really theme. We want you to use your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will be at 6 o'clock on the 6th, so that's easy to remember, to the two sixes. And then we also have the gingerbread house competition. All of the entries are due on December 2nd because we would like to have them displayed for our Chamber EDC City Mixer. So the registration, no cost to that. That is on the Explore McCook app as well. And then we have, of course, the carriage rides. You can find all of the registration information, the rules about the gingerbread house, everything going on with Noel on Norris on the 6th and the 14th. And then we also have two tickets. There's two separate tickets. One is for the holiday tour, and that's 6 downtown apartments. The public can purchase tickets. The money from the tickets actually goes to the Beautify McCook. It's a fundraiser. And they're online, and that will be for Sunday the 14th. So you can go tour the apartment starting at 1 o'clock. You've got to check in at the Keystone. If you do purchase those tickets or you want to purchase them the day of, you're welcome to as well. And then the separate ticket is called the Round Robin Tour, and that will happen on the 13th. They are selling only 100 of those tickets, and they will have 5 groups of 20 people. And the reason for the name Round Robin is because at each apartment there's going to be some type of food or drink. So I know that at one apartment they're going to have like turkey, another one appetizers, another one the desserts. So those, again, there's only 100 tickets available. They are $50. If you do purchase them online, yes, they are a little bit more just to help cover the cost of the credit card fees. So all of those tickets are online. That's one of the things. We had our board meeting yesterday. We discussed all the festivities coming up. So the 6th, the carriage rides start at 3. We will also have Santa in the park. The banks are helping me out again. It's hard to believe it's been 5 years since this started. And so 5 years ago, this is really how I became involved with the chamber. And still to this day, I'm so excited about it. So we will have the hot chocolate, and we'll have face painting, and we'll have cookies and candy canes, popcorn, Breakaway may be there. I haven't got a confirmation on that, but Rice Therapy, they're going to be doing an activity with kids. Depending on the wind, Santa may or may not be setting in that makeshift dome again. And then I did receive a phone call this week from Michelle Weimer, and she would like to do some community caroling. So right after the light parade, we want to invite the public to come down to Norris Park and join us. We'd like to line all 4 sides of the sidewalk and just do some simple caroling. So it'll just be like jingle bells and mm-hmm. we wish you a Merry Christmas. And so that will take place, like I said, right after the light parade, and it'll be freezing. And so it won't go for a full hour. Those carriage rides do end at 7:30, so we'll have Christmas music playing. I know there are 10 students who are taking piano lessons, or vocal students, with Christy Stevens. They will be performing on the 6th on the Bandshell stage. And then we have the Central Stars. They'll be singing. And a special performance like every year, the Nutcracker. They will get done with their rehearsal at 4:45, and then at 5 o'clock we'll take the stage and rehearse a little bit more, but just outside. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping for a little bit warmer weather, but we'll still take whatever we get. If it's cold, we know it's December. So, and then the 14th, 1 o'clock is when everything starts. Downtown, we have a free putt-putt course. So I have Rocket Events bringing in their putt-putt course, and it's going to be Grinch-themed. It's free admission. It'll be in the Keystone. And that will be going on from 1 to 5. So even if you don't want to come out at 1, or if you want to come to the movie and then do it afterwards, you're more than welcome to. So that'll be start at 1 o'clock at the Keystone. At 2 o'clock is when the movie starts at the Fox Theater, and that is The Grinch. Mm-hmm. And so that is also a free movie. So a big shout out to all of our sponsors, Citadelli, High Street Insurance, Community Hospital, M&B, and I know Pinnacle helps out, Kinship Point, the ACE funds. We've had so many of our volunteers show up, and then Parker is sponsoring the movie. The tourism helped me out with the rent for the Fox, and Walmart for the putt-putt. So we're excited. And then the 17th and 18th is a shopping promotion. Some of the stores will be open later, and we'll have like a little punch card that you just go around to the businesses, no purchase needed, and you get the punch card filled up. We will be drawing on the 18th, so it's the third Thursday, about 8 o'clock in the evening, for two $250 Chamber Buck winners. We want you to be able to use those on Christmas presents, and so we want a quick turnaround on that. We also have another promotion with our members that, starting on Black Friday, if you make a purchase in one of our members' locations of over $100, you go through the app, the Explore McCook app, you take a picture of your receipt, you submit it, and every time you submit it, you will have an entry for giving away another $250. Mm-hmm. So it's a total of $750 that there's potential to win. We do also have another promotion with our members, and that is the Light Up Business Competition. We have the radio stations have sponsored two $300 ads. And so on the 5th of December, we'll have a panel of judges that will go out and judge the businesses, and the winning business will receive the radio station promotions. And so we're excited for that as well. One of the things that we're working on at the Chamber, it's budget season, and so we're getting to the end of the year. So we just kind of discussed some of the costs that I need to factor in. We are going to continue with the Bash on the Bricks next year, Family Fun on the Bricks, Heritage Days, of course, that's September 19th. The theme is You'll Always Find Your Way Back Home, with the parade theme being homecoming. So we want to see all the retro bison gear and Husker gear. So we're just excited for that, because it's also the Chamber's 95th anniversary next mm-hmm. year. So we have a lot going on, and I know I'm probably forgetting a lot, but if you see the Norris Avenue or the park, I want to give a big shout out to my Noella Norris committee. They were there to help. Brian Nollie with Fairways Landscaping has been helping a lot. The City of McCook employees. We don't have our volunteers putting up Santa Claus Lane anymore. So I appreciate them putting up Santa Claus Lane, helping me with electricity. Some of it was bad in the poles. We are working on trying to get electricity on the north side of Norris Park so we can extend the lights. So hopefully that will take place next year. The Lift Kids came out again. Taco John's provided the tacos, potato olays, so Subway, the cookies. And so I just really appreciate what they do to involve the community as well. So Great Plains wrapped the light poles. So it's been a lot of fun. And with a gift from the Strunk family, we've added within 30 minutes of plugging the lights in, people were stopping and taking pictures in Norris Park. And so it's a lot of fun for me to see. And that's just the reward of my job. It's just a lot of fun to be in a community when you have an idea and you have the support from the community that you can make an idea happen and make those memories. So we're pretty excited. So we'll have a third quarter honor business presentation coming up. That is going to CTE, Construction and Roofing. And then we will also have, I think, in the works, the ribbon cutting for the all-inclusive playground. We were thinking that we wouldn't be able to do it until spring, but the weather had been nice, so the construction workers have been moving along on that, so we're excited for that as well. But December 2nd in the Keystone Lobby, we will have at 5:30 the Chamber EDC, the City Mixer. It's an open house. We want to encourage people to come visit with the EDC, visit with the city, and find out all the fantastic things that are going to be happening in 2026 and celebrate everything that's happened in 2025. So.
You can breathe now.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks.
Wow, what a list. Oh. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. And that's there's just so much going on and so many new members. And I just appreciate the memberships. A lot of people think that the chamber's funded through the city. And when I tell them that it's not, and the only funding that does come from the city is the $6,000 ACE funds, which goes straight to advertising costs, that it just confuses them. But the only reason, and I keep preaching this, the only reason why the chamber exists is because of our members. And Heritage Days is through sponsorships and the board and the volunteers. So if you are thinking about volunteering, getting active in the community, and it's not just businesses that are members, we have individual memberships as well. Actually, Nate and I are members of the chamber, and we will always be, because until I was in this position, I didn't realize what the chamber and how important it is. And I love taking the younger generation, if they ever job shadow me or want to visit with me, and I just show them how I can connect businesses with the resources. And it's amazing when you don't have money to purchase food or toilet paper, the resources that are out there. And when the Family Resource Center or CASA puts out a call for help, the community steps up. And that's what makes McCook a special place. One of the things that we're trying to do in the chamber too, I knew when I moved to McCook 20 some years ago, we had a welcome bag that was presented to us. And Joe was the lady's name, and then Dee Free took over. And Dee is going and visiting grandkids, which I don't blame her now that I have one of my own. Very distracting, and it prevents you from getting work done. But that's one of the things the chamber is looking at starting. So if anyone is interested in contributing anything in the welcome package, just give me a call and let me know. So I would suggest, if you want to know anything going on, social media, Facebook, look us up on Facebook and Instagram too. The Explore McCook app has everything. I'm going to really be working on the app and kind of updating. We'll have like holiday hours for shopping. So if you have any questions with that, like I know some of the coffee shops will be open on Sunday. And so, yeah, then the wrapping, gift wrapping that's available. I know like the train, the little trains will be available too. So just give me a shout out if you have any questions. At the office, it's 345-3200. The website is mccookchamber.org. That's another place where you can register for anything. But like I said, the app is so slick and easy. I've cut out all those extra steps and searching for everything. And then my email is director@mccookchamber.org.